So, good afternoon. Another day, another podcast. I actually don't have any topic at the moment. I just really feel like I want to talk. And it's really good if meron sana akong alam niyo yun, kabatuhan or kausap. Pero kasi yung best friend ko, tinry namin actually before pa so that we can collaborate here on podcast, pero it didn't work. I'm not sure if this application yung problema or it's our phone, pero yun nga, it's hard for me to find someone that I can collab with on my podcast. So siguro pag-usapan na lang natin randomly kung ano yung pumasok sa isip ko right now. And siguro kwentuhan na lang din tayo. How's your day? How's my day? Well, obviously, ako lang naman yung makakapagkwento at the moment. Pero, malay mo, may mga tao dyan na makapakinig dito. At, makarelate sila sa pinagdadaanan ko. Na-experience mo na ba yun, like, everyday you want to be productive, you want to do something worthwhile, but you just really don't have the energy to do it. You don't know where to start. You don't know how are you going to start. And bumabalik din naman yung worries, yung anxieties, yung am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? Diba? We start questioning ourselves na naman. And we feel like we are worthless, which is we are trying to avoid, diba? Kasi for us to get away sa lahat ng drama and anxiety is to always feel good about yourself, to not be hard on yourself. Pero ang hirap, especially when you keep on trying but you keep on failing. I'm not saying that it's total failure, but you keep on trying pero walang nangyayari, and your patience is really being tested, no? So, for example, you keep on looking for a job, and for how many days you've been sending applications, but no one is even calling you, no feedbacks from them, and you want to do something new, something else, pero, you know, you don't have the energy, you don't have the motivation, or the discipline to do it, because hindi mo alam kung ano yung kulang sa'yo. You don't know what's missing. What do you need at this trying times, diba? Is it God? It is self-love? Or is it help from other people? Or, you know, sometimes we just want to be appreciated and we just want to hear that, hey, you're doing good, you're okay, it's fine. You know, the burden, you know, things like that. And babalik na naman tayo sa problema, which is the pandemic. When will it stop? When we will be getting back our lives again, diba? I mean, our normal lives. Ang hirap lang kasi may naririnig ka din na, alam mo yun, yung mga nawawalan pa rin ng trabaho, and nagbabawas pa rin ng empleyado, and like when you are starting a business, you are frustrated din sometimes kasi syempre parang may mga kailangan kang bayaran, bills, responsibilities na kailangan mo namang kailangan mong harapin, and it's really involved money, diba? Pero, yun nga, you always hope, and, you know, God is always there, lagi mo namang iniisip yun, but parang pati yung faith mo, question mo na eh, parang may kulang pa din sa faith mo. And, you just really don't have any outlet to understand what's happening. Kaya, ang hirap, no? Pero we have to be strong. We have to contradict those negative feelings. We have to stop thinking negative. And try to accept the fact na ito na yung nangyayari sa iyo, you have no choice but to cope up with it rather than make a big deal out of it. So nakaka-excite minsan yung ano kaya mangyayari next week or bukas, next month. At some point, bukod sa excitement mo, may worries ulit, diba? Ay, nako. Tapos pakiramdam, ako lang ba yung nakakaramdam na parang wala ka ng kaibigan na, I mean, may kailan mo yung mga totoong kaibigan mo. Pero yun sa dami ng mga kaibigan mo before, hindi mo malaman kung nababawasan ba sila ngayon or ano na ba tingin nila sa'yo because of you being so vocal about what's happening right now, about the government, about your situation, about other situation, about your opinion, and sometimes you don't know if they're just being sarcastic or they just or they do they agree with you or they disagree, and to avoid argument they will just stop talking to you kahit that you never even started a conversation about it, or nagbago ba yung tingin nila sa'yo because of you being vocal. But you know what, there's nothing wrong in being vocal as long as you know that, as long as it's not hurting anyone, you know. Mas mahirap kasi yung you're on silent and nagbubulag-bulaga ka sa mga nangyayari just because you have a job, just because you are having a good life, just because you are working hard and you have no time to voice out, no? But, so don't feel bad about yourself if you are being vocal about certain situations or issues that's happening, because that's what you can contribute, diba? Hinahanap nila kayo lagi ng ambag, but the truth is, that's what you can contribute. Okay? You know that there is something wrong. You say it. You had to make sure that the government and the people involved will be aware about it. And it doesn't matter if they will listen or not. What matters is you keep voicing out what you think is right. We've been through silence for so long. There were for decades. Halos isa ako din sa tipong wala namang pakialam. Basta ako may trabaho, busy, ganyan, diba? Wala tayong pakialam, basta hindi tayo apektado. Which is wrong. And huwag nating hintayin na maging worse siya. And by now, like right now, diba, nagkakaroon tayo ng pake sa lahat ng mga nangyayari because we finally have time and all of us are being affected. Pero syempre, may mga tao pa din na contento na. And at the same time, hindi naman talaga super affected kasi they were able to get by. And that's not, it's not their fault. That's true naman. It's not their fault if they work hard for it. Pero, being blind about certain issues na kailangan naman talagang erase, that's something na nakakahiya bilang Filipino for me. You know? And your selfishness will lead you into something serious in later on, maybe not now, but I believe that God will gonna give you the light that you need for you to open up your eyes about the issues that really, that needs to matter to you. Okay, and as early as now, be proud that you're vocal and that you're hoping for the best and for and not settling for less, because you want to make changes and you want to make a difference, and that's okay. Just don't mind them, no? And natutunan ko na kahit na naging kaibigan ko sila before, kahit na naging close ko sila before, they don't really matter to me at all right now. Kasi what I appreciate even more are those people who still who remain friends. Who remain friends with me and who still there talking to me. Na it doesn't matter kung ilan sila. what matter is there is, okay, there are people who still consider me as a friend, as a friend. So, ayun, I'm sure if you feel like you are alone because you're not talking to anyone, or maybe you think that other people or your so-called friends are just saying bad things about you, or they're just being plastic, then just don't worry about them that much. Worry about those people that you have. No, it doesn't matter kahit gano'ng kakaunti. What matter is meron. And kung totally wala, it's just you. Give it to yourself. Okay, trust yourself. Love yourself. Make yourself your best. Make yourself as your best friend. That's okay. Kung walang naniniwala sa'yo, ang mahalaga naniniwala yung kasa sarili mo. Kahit ikaw na lang yung naniniwala sa sarili mo. So that's actually one of my motto in life. In that way, you will be able to learn not to care what other people think and what other people say. So I'm sure mahirap siyang gawin, especially if you are always seeking validation from other people. Pero me kasi, I didn't have to overcome such things because it never happens to me. I'm always the one who doesn't care about what other people think and what other people say. I'm not saying that it didn't affect me. Of course, it was before, but that's it. You know, it's either I'll be affected, or I just chose not to care. And maybe it sounds easy for me to do that because that's really how easy it was for me. That you can do it as well. It may be hard for you, but you just have to understand that this people validation will never gonna define who you really are. It's always you, God, and the people who knows you well, and the people who stick with you despite of you being imperfect, despite of you not being the person they want you to be. You just have to understand that as well. What else? Yun nga, you also don't need to worry or don't be afraid to be alone. Kasi, ewan ko, siguro kasi ako, nasanay naman ako ng, you know, I'm not really that close to my family, and I'm used of not opening up to other people. I'm used of being alone. I'm used of being single for a long time. That's why I could say na it's easy for me to say na don't be afraid to be alone. But of course, you have your different you have different life, and there must be a very hard reason for you to be afraid of being, for you to be afraid to be alone. And I'm telling you that it's okay to be alone. You don't need anyone to validate you, because the true validation starts from yourself. And if you keep on relying to other people, you are just giving them the power to hurt you. You're just giving them the power to define who you really are and what you can do. And that's something that you have to avoid. You should not give these people the power to yourself, to your life. If you're still afraid, and you're still afraid of doing that, then it takes time. Okay, you don't need to push yourself so much. In time, you'll realize what matters and what's not. What you really needed and what's not. There is always a process. But if you have the open-minded personality, and you agree in whatever I'm saying right now, then that's good. there's no harm in trying, diba? The best armor is if you lose your fear of being alone, if you lose your fear of being hate, diba? That's the problem when you have so many people around you that you want to please. It could be because your profession, it could be because of your family, but it's so worth it to live with freedom because you are doing it for yourself. You are doing the right thing for you. I'm not saying na maging pasaway ka, i-disobey mo yung family mo. No, it's not like that. Pwede mo silang alagaan na at the same time, you are doing what you really want to do and that you're being you. I don't understand why it's really important to always seek validation from other people. Maybe because that way you feel important and special, but you have to know that you already are, and you won't be able to see that unless you let it go, unless you let yourself see it. And you won't be able to see it because your validation and importance always rely on other people. So I think that's it for now. I have so many things to say pa, but you know, my mom needs help right now. She's going somewhere and I need to look after our mini egg shop. Nice. So I'll be selling eggs for now muna, and maybe tonight I'll be doing another podcast relating to this topic. We'll see. So thank you for listening, and let's try our best to keep ourselves away from, am I saying right? I'm still trying hard, but anyway, yeah. Just be positive. Keep yourself away from all the negativity that's happening, and love yourself. Bye.